Chapter 10. Zethia studied the weavings of fate. In the space of a single moment, the continuum of potentialities resolved into the pattern she had so long sought. The future lay within her grasp. The moment was at hand. One by one, the rune stones dropped into her palm. She murmured a command into her helmet, opening the comlink. "Take up your rifles, sons and daughters of Aletok," she said. "Strike and be the salvation of your people." The Farseer raised her witchblade and etched a trio of burning runes in the hazy air. Shaniel lifted her gaze from the sight of her long rifle and glanced across the gorge. She could just make out the slim figure of the Farseer, black against the grey of the mountainside. Strike? Strike whom? The second wave of greenskins were on the move, smashing aside the last few retreating orcs and heading up the slope. Most of the Space Marines were in the open, their barricades reduced to charred flesh and piles of brittle bones. None of them were firing at the oncoming orcs, which told her that the humans had used up the last of their ammunition. This time the fighting would be hand to hand, and it would not end until one side or the other was destroyed. Did Zethia mean for them to kill all of the orcs? It was not possible. There was not enough time. Her eyes narrowed. Was that a glimmer of light next to the Farseer? One of her rangers murmured in surprise. Scowling, the Pathfinder peered through her scope. All she saw were orcs. A flicker of light caught her eye. She centered her scope over it. A wisp of blue-green flame danced a few centimetres above the head of one of the larger orcs. "Fracture points," she recalled the Farseer telling her. "You will know them when the time comes." A slow, predatory smile stole over Shaniel's face. She laid the aiming point of her sight on the back of the orc's head and caressed the trigger.